Hallo Bernhard. Ja, ich wollte eigentlich über dein Buch fragen. Dieses Buch, das No ISBN heißt.
Ja.
Ich habe das gestern gesehen und was mich sehr interessiert hat, war, dass dieses Buch in so einer Veranstaltung stattfindet. Oder du verkaufst dieses Buch. Ist es über Bücher oder die Bücher, die in dieses Fair verkauft werden? Und worum handelt es sich?
Yes. We also can switch in English. I think maybe it's better for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, my name is Bernhard Zeller and the publication I was working since 2009 is called No ISBN on Self-Publishing.
Okay.
And it was actually, I started with a poster performance I did in New York in 2009 at the PS1. And then I proposed to do an exhibition with books. So it was a kind of open submission for art books. And I posted two questions. Have you recently published an art book without an ISBN number? Is it an art book, a documentation of your work, or does it cover any art of art theory? Send it to my post address in Europe, in Vienna, and I got about 500 books sent back, which was a real surprise to me, and it was actually the starting point to collect those publications and to rethink the idea of self-publishing in our time. So I think this book investigates a collection of 1,800 contemporary publications that deliberately withdraw from the international trade system. No ISBN is conceptual art.
Okay. This is very interesting. And does it somewhat, to some degree, indicate the future of self-publishing? I mean, I opened the first page, and what I noticed was there's such a huge amount of work being published without the ISBNs, and somewhere I saw an indication of what I think you refer to as a post-digital era, if I'm correct. Do you think to some degree that the digital era has actually brought this about, where you have people who want to use this tangible, you know, print space even more so because it is somewhere threatened?
I think the whole phenomenon has started with the around 95, I think.
Okay.
So that was the point where the internet became a mass media and all the information actually went to the internet. So at that point we had a completely new situation that publishing, which was was the media to communicate in public, which was about 600 years already, for the last 600 years, so it's part of our culture, actually switched into a new media, all this information level, and the book became free again without any information. So the question was how to use a publication in the future.
Wow.
And I think somehow self-publishing today is a reaction on a digital, it's a new alternative maybe to the digital communication.
That just sounds extremely interesting, primarily because, I mean, from what I just heard you say, that we've come back to, I mean, to some degree, history is cyclical, where you have an era where, okay, you have books which didn't initially have ISBNs, and then this introduction of copyright. And then, you know, this digital era arrives, and we go back to a sort of, you know, I mean, my reading of even literature to some degree is that authorship itself is a historical invention. That there was a point in history where you didn't even know who wrote your book. And somewhere in this book, you've also mentioned this idea of an anonymous writer.
Right.
In the book, there's something of this anonymity that, you know, the writer wants to sort of separate himself from the creative work. Is that also a noticeable trend which you...
Well, I think it's part of a phenomenon which is very much connected to the idea of individual interests.
Okay.
And that people have experience in desktop publishing, so the technique of publishing became much cheaper. We have digital printing, we have print on demand, We have different new techniques like risograph and other print techniques, which makes publishing, readable for everybody.
Right.
You could even use a copy machine. You know, after we reached a certain quality in printing, it's not anymore the question of doing a proper print. It's more the matter of what is the idea behind the publication.
Right.
And what you see today, we don't talk in that case, we don't talk about a single phenomenon. We talk about mainstream. When we talk about publishing today, we talk about mainstream. People do publish books on the weekend.
Right.
They meet up
right.
for a party, and right. it's called a printing party,
right.
and then they print fanzines, you know?
Right.
It doesn't mean that this is creating interesting output. Maybe right. not, but they get connected to the whole idea of self-publishing in a different way. Maybe in a second step, it becomes a culture which right. also creates interesting conceptual work, you know?
Right. So the book becomes also in a different sphere. A means, I mean, like you said, like they can create a book over the weekend, over something which, and its audience might be limited, but it has some sort of, it becomes a space to communicate, even if it's a limited audience.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Well, it's one of the questions to me was, what does this new phenomenon actually means in relation to where we now, right
okay.
now, and the way how we actually communicate topics we're interested in. So it could be also a new phenomenon of Biedermeier,
right,
what we call
right.
in German, so that people are actually not interested anymore with what they have to say or what they have to share to go in public instead of just sharing with their friends
right.
and their own community. But on the other hand, I think in artistic, when you come from an artistic, when you come from the art and you look at these new options, it's interesting that the book has never been declinated how to work with the medium of a book in an artistic environment. So it's actually a gray zone, and it has been used by many peoples in very different ways. So, and I think that makes it special, you know?
Right. It's interesting, just at the point where we think print is dying, you know, there comes an emergence of a different kind of book. The book is not the same kind. I mean, this is what I'm understanding from what you're saying. It emerges as a new form itself.
Yes.
I think that's what's so fascinating, and people, you know, people keep on saying print is dead, and I think that's very interesting. That, again, coming back to my earlier, you know, my initial statement that, you know, that it, when I saw your book yesterday, I saw that, you know, that here's a man selling a book or printing a book about the kind of books which are actually selling at the fair he's selling it at. So it sort of gets risen to a sort of meta level.
Yeah, it's a kind of self-reference,
right?
You could say.
Yes. Self-reflexive.
Self-reflexive, yeah. Yes. It's actually the second edition we're printing right now. It's about 500 pages. There are a lot of different topics in the publication, like tactility,
right.
The relation between new media and self-publishing, the phenomenon of this microfair. So it's also the marketplace where those publications actually sold and exchanged. It's an important moment because in the past there was no public to share and to sell
right,
that
right.
kind of material.
Right.
So that's new. And the relation to artistic production, because that's not the same, you know.
Right.
If you go to one of those microfairs, you will find all kinds of people, you know, with all kinds of different interests. There might be a group which has a background in art and an interest in art, and others that only have an interest in typography or
right.
in graphic design or just bookmaking, or they want to
right.
participate to something which is new to them.
Right.
So it's a very, let's say, chaotic
right.
situation. But the interesting thing is that this phenomenon is worldwide.
Right.
So we have a chapter in the book just about book fairs
right.
worldwide. And I found about 54 interesting fairs which you can actually mention
right.
as a real thing.
Right. Now this is interesting that, you know, that that there's a variety of ways, entryways into what a book has become. You know, like you're talking about people folk, and me as a, you know, as a writer, and starting a small little press here, Pan's Library. It's also very interesting because this is my first fair, and you've been to like thousands. I don't know how many fairs. How many fairs do you think you've been to?
I don't remember, but I was just using all options to do my research and to understand what's actually going on.
And it was real field work in that sense, right? You actually were there, you had to sort of look at... Because for me, what's also been so interesting is that there's a sort of a fetishism which revolves around books, especially in the art world, where the book itself as an object is worshipped, and sometimes, you know, the content is not always... The main central focus of the book, which for someone coming from the literary sphere finds it, also kind of
it's different.
New,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. So you come from Kindle.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the art, of course, it's or the visual arts has a different key point.
Right, right. And you talk about tactility, so clearly a book is the tactile experience is
exactly
essential.
Well, if you're interested in the publication, you can go to my website. It's called Google it, because it's called Salon für Kunstbuch.
Okay,
Salon, and the title is called No ISBN on Self-Publishing. And it's €25 and it has 500 pages.
Great, and it's available at I Never Read right now. If anyone would
yes,
like it.
Yes, and at Motto, and of course at our website.
Great, lovely talking to you, Bernard.
Thanks for talking with me.
Bye, bye.